Before we begin, we'd just like to say the following content may contain strong language and adult material that may not be suitable for all audiences, so your discretion is advised. Any views or advice expressed on this podcast are the views of Chester Pridecast and do not represent the views and opinions of Chester Pride.
Hello everyone, welcome to Chester Pridecast, all things Pride and beyond. How are we?
Woo.
Yeah, please clap.
Woo.
So who've we got with us? So I'm Wes. I'm probably the most host that you'll hear on the podcast, only because I'm the one that edits everything. So, and who else?
You cut us all out. Then.
Yeah,
it's just
I cut everyone out, and I'll just do it all for myself. Yeah. So who else have we got?
Oh, I'm Andrew. I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Are you?
I'm here.
Dragged out of bed.
I'm here. I'm queer.
Saturday morning.
I got a haircut for this. Thank you.
And I'm Jason.
And I'm Carla.
Okay, so we thought we'd start...
Hang on, before we start...
What are we starting with now?
Just to let you know, there will be some bad language. There may be some stories that people might go a bit like, ooh, just checking, no one's under the age of 18, are they? It's a quick look. No, I think we're good. I think we're good.
And no prudes.
But if you are easily offended, leave really some room for you. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so we'll add in a disclaimer afterwards, so you don't really need to know all that.
We've disclaimed it to them in person now, at least.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, where's the weird?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Give them a fair
warning.
This
is the part that we cut out of all the episodes, the arguing and bickering. So I thought we'd start with a podcast to go round as to why we were here and why we started the podcast in the first place.
You asked me, Wes.
I'm asking, but I will say first.
I'm asking.
So from my perspective, the reason we started the podcast, basically during COVID, we did a digital Pride, which was all online, and it got a lot of good feedback, but more so from people in the community who can't attend Pride due to whatever reason, but they felt included during this during this digital Pride. So from that, I thought, well, we could do a bit more community work, digital, and yeah, that's why I did it. But go ahead.
Go ahead, lad. I did it because I was on Chester Pride for the past 8 years up until this year when I resigned, and I unfortunately, what?
Nothing, carry on,
nothing,
carry on.
Nothing.
I enjoy doing Digital Pride because I hosted the first year, and then the second year I did the drag game show, which was a lot of fun. And it was an opportunity to get a little bit more creative and have a bit more of the fun. This sounds awful. The fun
the
side
fun
of Pride.
Side of
but
it.
Because I was vice chair and director, there's a lot to do on the admin side and make sure the event goes. And then on the actual day, I don't get to see much of Pride from the other side. So that's something I'm looking forward to this year, is actually just being a guest. But this allowed me to have a little bit of a creative outlet as well.
See, I can just picture you at Pride going, well, this is shit.
I wouldn't have done that. No, I wouldn't do that at all.
First time I've heard your accent. Where's your accent from? It sounds a bit like that.
Right, we've done two seasons and now you're asking.
I've just literally it must be the reverb.
I don't think that's any of your business.
It's a very pointed question,
thank you. Let's move on. Carla, why did you decide to do the podcast?
A bit of fun, isn't it? Oh, also, I don't have any gay fans, so I thought, that's quite good, that.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say we're colleagues, but okay.
Yeah, well, you know. Don't push it, Carla.
We're not your friends.
Work acquaintances, mate.
You work with us. You're a colleague.
That's what I have to deal with.
And what about you, Jason?
I just basically wanted to...
Show off.
Yeah, for God. Yeah, I mean... I've always been involved in like LGBTQ and things like that, in media and film and things like that. And I just wanted to expand even more, just like doing it through this and have it more of a community base in Chester. So,
and to flex your tits.
And to flex these babies. Yeah.
Thank God this isn't visual. Carla,
it's supposed to be.
Carla, by the way, I do class you as a friend. It's been lovely getting to know you over the past 2 years.
I'm glad I got one then.
Yeah.
I keep saying I'll be your friend, but you just keep ignoring me, Dave.
Well.
Just ignore that friend request.
Block.
Do you want to quick? Should we just quickly run through how we're going to do this episode of the podcast then?
Yeah, go. Do you want to go ahead?
Sure. Yeah? So we've got a few stories to read through, which we will spin the wheel of stories, and then we will read out those stories. An opportunity to just basically chat, give some advice maybe, critique people's
mainly critique.
As Wes mentioned, there is a postbox at the front. If anybody has a question or dilemma that they would like us to read out, then please
anonymous.
Do so. Yeah. We can do it anonymously. We don't have to mention you at all.
We will see you popping the things in the postbox.
We will see.
There is some in there already that people have already submitted, so don't worry if there's one person that does it and we read one out.
It's been in the tea rooms, hasn't it?
there's a small section called Random Rants, which is basically I just get to have a moment about a few things.
It's not like you.
I know. Yeah. We will also then, if anybody has any rants that they wish to get off their chest, by all means, we will share them as
and
well.
And we have the mic in front.
You can say what you want because we'll edit it out if it's not very PC. So all my stuff's going to be edited out.
We do edit Jason a lot.
I say about three words every episode, really. Now.
That's three too many. Yeah. And then we'll do a round of what's going on at Chest Pride and also a bit of a Q&A if anybody has any Qs or any A's.
And yeah, you can use the post box as well for any questions that you want to ask as well.
Marvellous.
So we'll start off with the...
Is there a pen down there?
There is a pen down there. And we'll start off with the confessions. So each of these confessions that we've got on our wheel of confessions has been selected from the Confessions of an Acronym, the book.
Oh, yes, a book. We'd like to hold it up, Wes. Go and hold your book up.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Ooh.
Anyone listening, I'm holding up a book.
Yes. That he wrote.
Yes, he wrote.
So basically, this
more of a pamphlet, but okay.
Excuse me. Look at those pages go. Anyway.
Are there pictures?
There are pictures.
There are pictures.
I drew them myself, yeah. So I put the book together because this has been probably the most popular segment of the podcast, I would say. And yes, so this has been something for a year that I've been put together. So I've been collecting them for a variety of methods, mainly Grindr, the troublesome gays. Yes.
Very troublesome.
But yeah, we'll go through and we'll ask someone to spin the wheel and we'll read out a story. So I'll come
here. Just spin the wheel.
Come on, Annika.
Audience
like Debbie McGee.
Audience participation, it always ends well, doesn't it? With
that's
that.
The sound of the wheel going round. Yeah.
So we've got Carla's Things Got Twisted.
It would be me first, wouldn't it?
Go on, love.
Right, okay. There's some words I don't really want to say in this one, but never mind. Right, okay, here we go. Right, okay, so it's called Things Got Twisted. I have a rather disturbing dilemma, and I'm still processing what happened. So I, female 19, was house-sitting for my brother's girlfriend whilst they were on holiday.
Wow, first sentence.
Right, are we ready? Naturally, bored one evening, after work, I went snooping around the house, and as she and I are the same size, I couldn't help but try on some clothes and started trying on her underwear. Now, I fancied her for a while, so admittedly, that was turning me on. Whilst on my exploration, I looked under the bed and found a rubber sex toy. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I had to try it. Certainly an unusual design, like twisted rubber, but it definitely hit all the right spots. After using it a few times during my stay, fast forward to when my brother and his girlfriend return. Her dog is so excited to see them. So whilst playing with him, she says, "Where's your toy? Go find it." Well, the dog runs upstairs and to my horror, has this twisted red rubber toy in his mouth. How? How do I live knowing I used her dog's chew toy in my noon?
I mean...
Oh, this is what you get for snooping.
Well, yeah,
that is what you get for snooping. Completely. She's on route for BV, isn't she, really?
Yeah, I think she needs to go get tested for more than just STDs.
I'm off to Pets World now.
Pets World.
But saying that, there are a lot of dog chew toys that you see in certain shops that you do look at them and go, oh?
That's a bit suspicious.
Yeah, because some of them do... look like they could be for anal pleasure.
Well, it's like those posts you see on Facebook where it's like, is it legs or is it hot dogs? So now it's just going to be, is it a sex toy? Is
what
it a dog toy?
What?
No, have you not seen them?
No.
Where it's like two like tanned legs on like a sunbed, and then you got to think, is it a pair of hot dogs or a pair of legs?
My friend at uni used to send me pictures called Vag or Thumb, and he used to take an up-close picture of their thumb. Everybody's doing that now.
See, it was that. It was that one. It was a bum or the elbow.
Yeah.
The elbow crease.
Vag or Thumb.
That was a very big.
Oh dear.
We were very preoccupied. Yes. Should we spin the wheel again?
Go ahead.
That's me.
Okay, so this one, this one's called That Looks Suspicious. So I once met a guy on Grindr in a car park. I mean, great start.
Already going away. Well. Yeah.
Very well, yeah.
Where we hooked up in his van, and during the rocking of the van, my set of keys must have fallen out of my pocket without me realising. Now, when we finished, he drove off before I got in my car, before I could get to my car, and noticed I hadn't had my keys. So I had to walk home, which took about an hour from where I was, to get my spare set and walk all the way back to get to my car. This is at 3 a.m. now. So he then messages me. So then I message him a few days later to see if we can hook up again. And I took the opportunity to ask if he's seen my keys. I mean, I'd have been asking straight away, can you drive back? but no, he said he actually borrowed the van from his friend a few days ago. For a few days. And that his friend is now in Scotland with the van and probably still my keys. I dread to think what he'll think to find a random set of keys in the back of his van.
Barlow's?
Yeah, imagine.
I mean, thank God that he had his house keys on a separate key ring. That's my first thought, isn't it?
I mean, I don't have two sets of car keys.
No, that's just a bit OTT. Isn't
it? It's organized, isn't it?
That's more suspicious.
Cars come with a spare key.
Yeah. I don't have that.
Yeah, well,
I got Peugeot.
Car shit.
Yeah, basically.
He's not got a spare key. Jesus Christ, Wes. I mean...
Stolen.
That's just sod's law that that's going to happen, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you would call him up straight back, wouldn't you? Be like, no signal. I know you're literally down the road.
No what? Signal. Car park.
Oh, maybe it just went really badly.
Yeah, to be fair, if he's in a van, he's obviously down a country lane somewhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot, though.
I mean, whatever you're into.
Depends on what the guy was like.
Well, that's true. Also depends what kind of van. It had like a big logo on the side of it.
An Asda van.
Was it a Deliveroo chilled van?
Okay, well, we'll spin again. This is for you, Andrew. Uncomfortably numb.
These seats.
Right. My first time was somewhat unproductive. Yes, I technically lost my virginity, but I don't count it. The guy thought to help me through the pain, he used numbing lube. Yes, medical grade numbing lube. Needless to say, I didn't feel anything in the and in there lies the problem. I felt nothing. Hun, you're not the first, and I'm sure you won't be the last. I don't feel anything, so I wouldn't worry. He even tried to pleasing me again and again and again, while still literally feeling nothing. Part of me felt like I shouldn't have bothered, but I suppose the 3-hour cardio is the silver lining. Okay, I mean, first of
pop
all...
Pop off, sis.
I mean, would his knob not have gone numb as well with the same... Well,
that's what he got for 3 hours. He wasn't feeling anything either.
Both things.
I mean, I just enjoyed the fact that I just lay there and felt nothing.
Just soulless.
But like a corpse.
And that's your first time. But in all fairness, your first time's supposed to be a bit shit. I mean, realistically, show of hands. Was it? Whose first time
but you meant
magical?
To feel something.
Whose first time was magical? Jason, why are you lying? Shit off, was it? Yeah. Your first time is always terrible, whether you are gay, straight,
bi,
mine was amazing.
You don't know what you're doing. You have no idea, okay, what goes where? Where should I put my hands? I'm making too much noise. Oh, that feels a bit...
I watched loads of porn before I did it.
God, Jesus Christ. Well, it was different back in
the day. Even had the music going... No. It's like... Now the music
bow,
going...
Bow, chicka, bow,
bow, bow, bow.
Very different.
I had to talk in the gym.
Anyway, moving on, spinning the wheel.
Yeah, danke gut.
See if we land on Jason so we actually can talk.
See, this is what I mean. We edit most of him out, honestly, so you don't hear him. So when we see, like, oh, Jason's not on the episode again. No, we probably
No, he was. I'm on holiday. Okay. Oh, maybe, well, that was fixed, wasn't it?
Well, we've just had that one, so I'll go on to the next one. This one is tidy desk, desk tidy.
Oh.
So, where are we? So I've literally never told anyone this. Well, congratulations, now everyone gets it. But as a young teenager on my journey of discovery of my body, sexuality, etc., I wanted to experiment with more than just masturbation. I went on the prowl to find something in my room I could use. Now, I can imagine you sat here reading this instantly thinking, what's he shoved up his arse? Au contraire, my friend, I am and always have been a top. So without a partner or appropriate sex toy, what's a boy to do? I'm sat at my desk and the Q-Connect desk tidy. See, now, when this was submitted, I had to Google what that was. And it's those, like, pencil...
Cylinder things.
Cylinder, yeah, series of cylinders that you put pencils in. So holding my pencils and starting to look very practical. I cleaned that bad boy out and lay it on its side with a weighted textbook on top and did what needed to be done. For anyone wondering if it worked, I give it a fair 5 out of 10. Those edges are sharp.
What you need there is a medical grade.
They need to get together.
That's what's needed there. I remember I had one of those when I was younger. I mean, I didn't fuck it, but it was green, and you used to get a load of shit stuck.
Like pencil actual, sharpness.
Yeah.
And like, what were you using it for?
Lead dust in the body. How good have they cleaned it?
Well, it wouldn't be like. I mean, there's no follow up.
Also, those aren't very wide tubes.
No, they're not, are they? I was thinking that straight away.
They're all different sizes as well. You know which ones we're on about? They're all like.
It reminds me. I'll tell you what it reminds me of as well. Is, do you remember when Superman went and he created his thing and he was putting all his.
What?
It's a very niche reference.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Do you remember Superman when he created his world again and he had all these tubes coming up and he was putting things in?
Oh,
it looks like that.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I used to use mine as the command center from when I played with my Power Ranger toys.
Yeah, these are two very different stories.
Yeah, very different. Sorry, yeah.
Very different upbringings, isn't it, really? I did look at it and go,
I can fuck that.
I am going to fuck that. No,
hey, a horny teenager, anything's fuckable. Yeah. Moving on.
Very forceful of you, though, wasn't it?
I know.
Judged.
Oh, here we go. Judged. So I've been a male escort. This is not personal. So I've been a male escort since.
This is your story. What are you talking about?
Since the later end of my teens and early 20s, back in the
1800s.
Yeah. So I know the sex work and the escorting game pretty well. I'm pretty respectful to my clients and expect this in return. Seems like a nice guy. I have, however, run into a few bad eggs that aren't always believed due to the status they're required to show this basic level of respect. I, as many people who do this line of work, find clients on specific websites. I was found by a well-known celebrity. Often appearing on a judging panel TV show.
Well, not much of a celebrity.
Not many. No, not much, really. Yeah, yeah.
I've been gone if you're on that.
I met him at his hotel and sat with some drinks to break the ice before inevitably going upstairs. What I didn't expect when getting down to business was being asked to put my fist somewhere I didn't want to put it.
Oh, lovely. Just wait for Andrew.
And I was just looking at Andrew there.
I could make a puppet joke. Because maybe sometimes your Harris, puppets don't want your fist where you like to put it.
Was Keith Harris into this? Right. This was obviously met with attitude, and I made it clear my time was not to be being used for this purpose, as we agreed. The thing is, I don't judge people who are into that, pun intended, but... A heads up would have been nice to save both our times. I cut my losses and left. Seems I didn't get to the next stage.
Oh.
It's just gutting when you see somebody who works really hard and they don't make it to judges' arseholes. How's this?
Exactly, I can say.
Judges, are we assuming that it's the one... I'm assuming it's X Factor.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Or Britain's Got Talent.
I was going to say, it's Britain's Got Talent or X Factor, isn't it?
One of the two.
And this is UK-based, obviously. It's not international.
Well, yeah. So.
I think if I can educated guess who that might be.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, we don't want to be seen.
We're not allowed to say it. We can say the word allegedly.
Yeah, it's Amanda Holden.
It's exactly Amanda Holden.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, first thing came to mind, though, wasn't it?
I mean, in all fairness, fair enough. Well done for them to say no. It's about again, pre-discussed sort of limitations and anything like that, which is always a key thing whenever, you know, with any, you know, sexual activity, isn't it?
And that's it. It's kind of like they've obviously gone, no, that's not for me, thank you.
You didn't order that, sorry.
Yeah, that's an extra £500.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like someone turned around and said, oh, can you shit on this glass tabletop for me? Here's $2,000.
Sound.
Okay.
Sign the check first.
Okay.
Is this from experience, Andrew?
Do you want a mum tell me? Or how do you want to do this? I'm just like, whatever.
Belgium chocolate.
I'm kidding. But, you know, if that is what he is into, fair enough. But then you can't just shock surprise that on somebody, can you?
Like I said, it's more so, you didn't order that.
You didn't order that. Exactly.
Don't be a cheapskate.
I was thinking that. Maybe they should just like have a menu.
A menu.
I'd like a number.
Just fist.
Number 13. No, I don't fancy a 69 tonight. No, I'll take a 73 though, thank you.
Is that the bus home?
A menu.
And as I've ordered over three items,
see, this is it, right?
Yeah.
So there's us just talking about scat and fisting, and then Carla, bless her.
Innocent, sweet Carla.
Innocent.
Why don't they have a menu?
That's a terrible impression of Carla.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I'm sorry. Jesus. Right, we'll keep. We'll move on.
Move on.
Carla's bullying.
Yes.
Sausages.
Oh, that's me. Okay.
Is that your pet name?
Do you need sunglasses?
No, I've got my contact lenses in, it's fine. So my girlfriend and I woke up on a Sunday morning at her parents' house and we got, don't do it. Her parents respected our privacy, so there wasn't an issue of disturbance as long as we were quiet. Unfortunately, on this occasion, her mum walks in without knocking, getting full view of my bare ass lying on top of her daughter. She quickly bolted out the door. As we had little time to realise that had just happened, she nervously said, I was just wondering what would you both wanted for breakfast? I'll just do the same. The usual. It's Mrs. Bouquet.
Mrs. Bouquet.
And then ran down the stairs.
Richard!
Sheridan.
Sheridan, what are you doing? My girlfriend, obviously mortified, pushed me off, got herself dressed, and sat wide-eyed and silent for the longest time. Her mum eventually came upstairs to hand us our full English breakfast. Okay, here's my issue with this, right? Who the fuck eats a full English breakfast in bed?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That is not appropriate
think of the
bed
sheets.
Meal.
Yeah.
Because, no, bacon sandwich, fine, toast, I get on board, everything like that. But a full English breakfast, I cannot...
That's
sitting
dedication.
In bed.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a tray, but even... It's not,
yeah, no.
It's not an appropriate bed snack. And I say snack.
Even a croissant gets
No, come on, croissant from me.
Yeah,
you don't get that on the bed.
Want a little pan of raisin, pan of chocolat. You know what I mean? Anyway, so... her mum eventually came upstairs to hand us our full English breakfast, still an issue. No eye contact with anybody again, silence. She handed me mine, handed hers to her, and said, and then she said, Mum, why is he's got sausage and I don't? To which she replied, I think you've had enough sausage for one day, don't you? I burst out laughing and still think this is the best reaction to defuse such an awkward situation. I mean, no one likes to be walked down their parents, but credit to the mum for the comedy time in there.
I just love that accent.
Well, I just tried to jazz you up a bit because you're a bit boring.
Zhuzh it up.
Just giving the audience what they want.
What, they want Mrs. Bouquet.
No, they want to leave.
Speed it up.
Spit again.
It's you again. Isn't it?
Is it me again?
I think we've basically... Oh, we've done it. Yeah, we're done.
Oh, I've got another one. Do you want to read
that one? Okay, well, you read your last one.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I've got another one from the book.
Do you want to go first then?
Oh. Yeah, go on.
Do you want to read from the book?
Oh, is that what's this? Is it a book? Oh, yeah. Yes, Wes has done the book.
I haven't told anybody.
When's it coming out?
I'm keeping it quiet.
When's it coming out?
In July. Pre-order now on chesterpride.co.uk. Anyway.
Tens of people rush into their phones.
So this one's called The Doctor Will See Inside You Now. So I, male 19, was asked on a date with a doctor from Chester who was much older than me. However, when he picked me up, he told me he would be taking me to his practice, which I thought was a little strange at 10 p.m., but he was a gynecologist. So we arrive at the clinic slash private hospital and explains he was a gynecologist and owned the clinic. How true that was, I don't know. I think he was just trying to impress me. So he takes me around for a tour around the building and directs me to his examination room and tells me to strip down and get onto the examination table.
Red flag that.
So, yeah, straight away, like in stirrups.
That's not the first red flag. The first red flag is he's giving you a tour of a fucking gynecology building.
Yeah, around exactly, a hospital. Yeah.
The fuck?
Like, this is the pharmacy. Anyway, so I instantly caught on to the vibe at this point and decided to play along as I did what I was told. I mounted the bed and put my legs in the frame and let him do his thing. This is where it gets a bit weird. So before penetrating, he uses the ultrasound jelly as lube and proceeds to say, let's see daddy's dick inside you. Oh, no. Turns on the ultrasound machine next to the bed and probes around my pubic area with the probe. Clearly, this is his king, but this wasn't for me, so I very quickly left. Now, straight away, when I got this submitted, I was like, follow-up questions.
Fuck you. I'm not a gynecologist.
I was tempted to put a post out, like, whoever wrote this story, can you, like...
Yeah, message me.
But no, I just feel bad for the woman in the morning that's like, oh, this...
Well, it would have been cleaned.
Well.
We hope.
I mean, if he's doing that...
But he's not put it inside him. He's done it across the pubis.
The pubis.
The pubis. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just like, just everything else. It's just a bit weird. It's not for me.
And also, I'm just going to say this. I don't know how true this story is.
Sounds like something from...
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to... The reason is, that's a massive risk, isn't it? GMC, what? You'd be reported to the GMC for that. Sorry to get really serious and everything. I'm called bullshit. Whoever that person is a liar.
Yeah.
And has fraudulently made it into your book. So if you're listening and you're out there, we're on to you, motherfucker.
Andrew's on to you.
We know. Lies.
Lies. Yeah.
Well, do you want to read your last one then?
Yeah. Okay. So I was walking through Manchester city centre and I get this message on a gay dating app from a complete stranger. Already exciting, isn't it? Hey, you look cute. Fancy going for lunch today. My treat. Okay.
Red flag number one.
Yeah. He was good looking, so I agreed. Whore. And we went to a steakhouse in the city. Oh, someone's doing well. And I rather foolishly ordered ribs and... Oh, no. And I don't know what possessed me to order a messy dish. I'm not even a huge fan of red meat, really. I mean, yeah, it's not inappropriate.
Yeah,
Because
this is a date, so you're going to be doing stuff afterwards, I'm assuming. You don't go for ribs. You don't go for garlic, you don't go for ribs.
Wes, you don't have to have sex on every date.
No.
You can,
if he's
you
meeting from straight from the off, yeah, no.
Yeah, but then you don't eat ribs. Jesus Christ, it's like a scene at Jurassic Park sitting across the table from you, isn't it? Dirty bastards. The date was rather non-script, but was pleasant. I guess we just didn't click in that way. I got myself into a state eating the ribs, told you. Called that from the start, didn't we all? We're not stupid, unlike you. I was covered in barbecue sauce, and I didn't have a napkin. I asked the date, do you mind if I use your napkin? I don't have one. Well, that's very poor form of that restaurant as well, isn't it? We're holding out two napkins. At which point, he picked up my hand off the table and slowly sucked the barbecue sauce at each other while sustaining eye contact. At no point did I ever hint that this would be something I'd rather find erotic. I was speechless. What was worse, a waiter and two women on the next table over watched the whole ordeal and were equally speechless. I went to the toilet to wash my hands, and then I did a runner whilst he was checking his phone. It creeped me the hell out.
Well, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a bit much, isn't it?
I would have done a runner as well.
Oh, imagine you, Carl. You'd have had a seizure right there and then.
With a dummy, yeah.
This is poor restaurant etiquette as well, isn't it, really?
I mean, I can see where he's going for it, but it's too like
too much,
too left field.
But I just don't have many. I'm speechless as well. That's really bold of him to do that.
You're speechless. Wow.
But would anybody else find that erotic? Silence from the audience.
Yes. Marvelous. Silence.
And there are actually people here. It's not an empty room. I'm not faking it. You can hear laughter.
Insert laughter here.
No, you could. Okay. Marvellous. Right.
Wonderful.
Well, that was the end of the stories. What do we all think? We all learned something.
Did we?
Wow.
Did we?
What we learned is people are fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And I just really do have umbrage with the whole...
And the
breakfast
lies,
in
the
bed being a full then. English breakfast.
I love how, from all the stories, that's the one thing you've got a problem with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mother's Day, where you take your mum breakfast in bed, it's a piece of burnt toast and a shitty cup of tea, wasn't it, you growing up? Not a full fucking English.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, no.
It's the beans for me.
It's the beans. Oh, well, this thing, it depends what's on a full
it's
English
It's the runny
breakfast.
Egg for me.
Oh, just stop.
So leading on to Andrew ranting on about these stories, we go straight into the random
the
rants. See how we transition that. Yeah.
So I've got a couple of random rants this week. So.
Only a couple.
Only a couple. Basically, my partner and I this week we're in a restaurant, quite a nice restaurant. It wasn't overly busy or anything like that, but we're sitting there quite, you know, enjoying our meal. It was coming towards the end of our meal. It was quite nice. We're sitting, chatting, finishing off the wine, and then from a corner of the restaurant, we could hear... like, the loudest cutlery user I've ever fucking heard. He was scraping the plate to the point where I don't think there's a fucking pattern left on this plate. Like, every... and it was just getting worse. And worse. And just constantly scraping. It's like, Jesus Christ, Kenneth, it's a fucking dessert. It's
you
not
finished.
Cocaine.
You finished.
Calm the
meal.
Fuck down. He was just, and it was just getting louder. I couldn't stop laughing, but at the same time, I was like, that's really quite annoying. Because cutlery scraping is already annoying. We touched on this as well when I was discussing this. People scraping cutlery off their teeth as well.
Awful. It's just, no, it goes through me.
It's just, I just, like,
or slipping
if that,
soup,
like,
slipping.
If you notice that your cutlery is quite loud, go slowly. Go slowly. That's all you need to do, but. It's basically what he was doing.
I've got a better plan. When they go to the restaurant, they should take plastic cutlery. But,
I mean, it topped off the evening for me because I could not stop laughing. I had a bit of wine, so I was just like, oh. But it just seemed louder and louder. But then we started doing it as well, just trying to come back to see if they noticed. Yes. So that's my first rant. It's not really very ranty, but it's just something that kind of did just annoy me slightly. What did I write down for my other ones, actually? Oh... people who overshare on social media.
Well, see, yeah, this is for me as well.
Like,
but who are we talking? Like,
a number of people. Like, I saw somebody the other day who mentioned the fact that how tired they were. No one cares.
Okay, no.
Do you care?
No.
I don't care. No. Like, oh, I thought I slept really well last night, but I'm just so tired. Great. No one gives a shit.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, no one cares. And also, you know, people who... what time's the owl they open to? Look on their website, for fuck's sake. It's not hard.
See, it's the single mums for me.
Okay, now you're getting a bit personal.
No, see...
So I'm a single mum.
No, it's those that are like, it's just me and my kids.
Well, maybe it's just...
And then she's with someone else like a week later...
Well, you're getting a bit harsh. I mean, in all fairness, the Happy Father's Day to me, I didn't need no father to help me raise my kids.
what other things like oversharing?
Just, I mean...
Because that is quite vague.
How is it vague?
No, like, give us some more examples.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, just, no one really, really does actually care about A, how tired you are, B, if you got a great deal on something.
And what
something.
Your meal looks like.
I care.
No.
Who woke Carla up?
Yeah, Carla. Yeah, yeah, you go.
No, thank you, Carla, because I'm for all this sort of. I'm all for what people are eating, rate your plate and everything. Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah, but that's what social media intended for.
Oh, what's in your meal deal?
I'm completely fine with that. I'm completely fine with all of that, but I just don't think that people need a running commentary of your whole day.
Or no, for me, it's the ones where it's like I'm feeling a bit shit. What's up?
DM me. Oh, God.
DM me. Oh, yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Checking yourself into hospital.
Oh. Yeah, it's like any hotel where it's like nice. Yeah, or like, yeah, hospital.
I mean, in all fairness, when my partner and I were in New York last year, we were dickheads and we were like posting constantly. But, you know, yeah, that holiday, fine. But if you're living around the corner and you're a bit pissed off about something, what you need to do is start a podcast so you can come on and then every so
just
often,
rant,
true, just yeah, rant yeah. to, you know, sevens of people in one go. So, my last one. Children loose in a shop. Now, bear with me on this, right? You know, you're in a shop and then there's like people with their kids. No qualms for that at all. But please control your child. Like, if they're running around, if they are getting in another person's way or anything like that, it's like, darling, don't do that. Fucking tell them. Because when I raised up, you shitted, you dicked about in a shop. You knew when you were home, were in the shit. You were in the shit.
The look your mum gives you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, there was a small child the other day who was coughing everywhere and didn't put their hand over their mouth and they didn't use the elbow thing. I'm a bit like, ugh. Excuse me, parent.
Carry a spray with you.
We've had a global pandemic 2 years ago.
I do with
a
dog, but water sprays.
And children are disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like Jason's idea. Just get
just
a water.
Spray them.
Just get a water gun. Just start zapping them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
no, just, this has got very dark, very, very
is that counted as assault, though? I don't know.
Yeah. In the eyes.
I just, you know, it's just if...
A restaurant.
They just
children
don't
need restaurants.
To be running around and getting in your way. And
see, back when I was a kid, there was like a dedicated play area. So the parent could go off and do their shop and just leave the kid to their
own device. Yeah, but I'm not being funny, whereas a few things have happened since then. And leaving children unattended isn't really the thing that a good parent will do.
We were talking about this the other day. Do you remember, like...
Even if it doesn't matter how good the tapas is, you really shouldn't leave.
See, I felt, back in the day, it was a bit more interactive for a kid because you go to the eggs and there'd be, like, the chickens that you could press the button and go... And with the cows and it would move.
Where did they go?
Do you remember?
Yes.
What the fuck are you shopping?
Do you not remember this?
Toys R Us.
I suppose it was a bit after or before your time.
Sorry, what noise did the chicken make? What? Ooh,
it was the
good.
Cock.
It was
the
cock. But there we go. There are my rants. Has anybody got any random rants that they would like to get off their chest?
Yes, we have a microphone.
Do we? Do we have any who'd like to have a little bit of a random rant? Come on.
Go on, Jack.
Oh, I'm all right. Oh my God, you've name dropped. Anybody? Ian, have you got one? Having to work this shitty podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mentioned one about before, didn't I? When we were talking, and I was going on about how you get allegedly straight guys at the bar, and it's so embarrassing because I've got some bar venues and everything in town, and you'll be there, and obviously they know you're gay and everything, and they're there with their girlfriend or wife or whatever, and they're standing right next to them, and they lean forwards, thinking their wife can't hear, and it's like. So excuse us. It's like, I'm not gay.
But
I'd let you fuck me. You know, and I'm like...
Anything people say
do.
Before
yeah, you do.
That voice was,
this
it?
Voice. It was my Jason Statham voice. It was like,
and he said,
I don't know anything about geese.
Thanks, that's right.
But I will find out.
You're right, me
I have no set of skills when it comes to sucking me. I will find you, and I'll shag you.
And I'll shag you.
But yeah, and it happens all the time.
See, we were saying all this about before, like when me and my partner at Pride in Chester, and then there was two couples, and the two girls went up to the bathroom together, as they do, and you could see the lads looking as the girls are going upstairs, and as soon as they're out of sight, it's like, right. Asking
that
every
voice happened as well, then yeah, right.
Again, every straight man becomes Liam Neeson when they become gay, apparently.
Right. No, just like asking every question under the sun. I mean, it's fine to be like asking questions.
Yeah, it's all right to be inquisitive.
Being curious, but it was just like, but is this gay? Is doing this gay?
Were they getting all breathy as well when they were asking?
Yeah. But you were saying like before.
Oh, yeah, if a guy turns around and says, is this gay? I'd be like, do you think it's gay? And if they say, no. Okay, it's probably still gay, but okay, that's good. The fact that you don't think it's gay, it's still gay.
Do lesbians gay the same more?
I don't think so.
Or do you think it's more of a straight male to gay ratio thing?
Don't know.
She doesn't have gay friends, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
What does anybody in the audience, do they think it's a case of, is it just straight men that are this, you know?
Well, they're obviously not straight, are they?
Well, curious at least. Yeah, are they this much forward, or is it a case of that? Actually, I think everybody, it just doesn't really depend what gender you are. There can just be a forwardness of some people. But also alcohol's involved as well.
Yeah.
You know, true. Would they have the balls to, you know, say it if they hadn't had a drink?
Well, I would say, the difference between a straight guy and a bi guy is usually about 6 pints. That's what I found.
This.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Why is that? There is a microphone here.
Here we go.
Come on, Trisha.
Expecting that. Hello.
What's your name? Where'd you come from?
My name's Rachel. I'm work for Chester Pride.
Hi, Rachel.
I have been on the podcast before, if anybody wants to go back and listen.
That was a very good episode. No, you weren't on that one, so you've not heard it.
I just don't think people would go up to a straight person or a straight couple and be like, how do you have sex?
Literally, yeah.
Do you wear a dildo? You just wouldn't get it. And people just ask you when they're sober as well. So.
Yeah, why is that though?
Excuse me, how are babies made?
You've missed a few years at school, it sounds like.
Excuse me, do you let her peg you? It's the same sort of thing. No, I completely. Yeah, that's a really good point, Rachel. Anybody else got anyone to chime in here? No? Silence? No?
See?
Sure? Oh, I've got one.
Is there any straight people in the room?
Oh, Carla's got one.
I've got one. If someone comes up to you and they say, who's the man and who's the woman?
Yes. Oh,
God. I'm like, well, have you put your glasses on?
we're two women.
Yeah, there's two women here. What are you on about?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Yeah? So I'm just bringing over the post box of dilemmas.
Have you got the key?
Hold on.
Yeah, because the Alps, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's on a lanyard.
It's got to be gay.
Are they both the same?
Yeah, they're both the same key.
What old lady's house did you take this off?
I know, yeah. Ripped off the wall.
It's very intense, isn't it?
So we've had a couple.
There's a few.
Well, I'll grab it. I'll just grab them. Edit that out, Dan.
Yeah, Dan can't be here today, unfortunately.
Shall I read a few?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, so we covered this. Someone put this in off the back of Andrew's rant. People who check themselves into A&E on Facebook, attention-seeking, completely fucking agree. And they're like, oh, my God, you okay?
Same page.
Private message me, babe. I'll let you know. And then the annoying thing is they don't give you an update after. So you're like,
but what signal do you have in A&E? I've never had signal in A&E.
Are you on the, why? Because you've been trying to fucking
I'm on three. Well, yeah. I'm in there enough.
They have their own Wi-Fi, don't they? They're usually fine.
Or just a picture of your wristband. I'm okay, guys.
Oh, no.
Not on Insta.
No contact.
Friends only. No. Everyone. I want them all to see that I'm injured. God, this one's a lengthy one. Okay. Male 24. I once was dating a guy a few years ago. We met up a few times, and then out of nowhere, he ghosted me. Oh, shad. I then had a hookup with someone else a few months later, and through a conversation, it turns out he was dating that same person at the same time.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh.
He then went on to explain that whilst on in his flat, he saw a small whiteboard with five lads' names on it. The five names were all of five guys he was dating at the same time. Oh, fuck.
Just in case you forget.
It's five guys.
Five guys. I usually just have a burger.
He made the whiteboard to list and rank and keep up to date with all, and moreover, I was ranked number 4.
No wonder he was ditched.
My hookup remembered this because he couldn't believe the audacity. Oh my God!
Right. I mean, I've heard. I think I've got one of these stories in the book that I've wrote.
You've written a book, have you, Wes?
I've written a book.
Coming out when?
But it's basically the same story of. So he says that he's obviously hooked up with him, and then he's gone to the shower, comes out, and the guy's on his computer, and he's got a full Excel spreadsheet of like every hookup that he's got. It's got names, dates, rank, and review.
I know someone who.
I haven't got the time.
I know someone
who all the Excel skill in all fairness. Jesus Christ.
I know someone who actually had a whole atlas, and it was like
atlas.
Yeah, you know, like people from different countries, yeah. And it's like
an atlas.
Yeah,
exactly.
What are they called?
It's an atlas. But you know, with the different countries.
So I just explained. I'd like a pin in for every sort of like nationality that they'd actually been with.
That's horrendous.
It is, isn't
it? I mean, five guys on the go at the same time, that's a little bit excessive.
That's probably why he's got the whiteboard. Right.
Well, yeah,
so I'm in a mood with this one for now.
Yeah.
But then you've always, we've all sort of been there. You've had like pros and cons of someone.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know what I mean? But for Jesus Christ, five. That's just expensive if you're paying for the dates as well.
Depends which restaurant.
You just got to ditch them around Valentine's and Christmas.
I wonder if he got only ranked number four because he didn't let him lick the barbecue sauce off his fingers. Did you reckon that guy had a coupon? Is that why they went there? Do you want me to carry on reading or someone else want to go?
You might as well.
Go on.
Male, 21. Grindr's become a better app for networking than it has been for dating for me. Okay, I've ended up meeting a producer from the on here who is giving me advice while I write an album. I still can't find a date though. What advice can you give me, honey? This US producer ain't no US producer.
No,
okay.
Definitely not,
well, do you want me to be your sugar daddy or sugar baby? All those ones. Yeah. I will pay you £2,000 a month in order. You just have to do. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
No.
To be fair, though, this guy is probably trying to get with him, and he's just like completely.
Yeah.
Well, it's geographically undesirable. He's in the US, so it's not going to work, is it?
Yeah, but how does Grindr get that far?
Because it's a fake. It's because he's bullshitting and it's fake profile, probably. That's
so
why.
What advice can we give him as dating then?
Block.
Oh,
swipe. Is it swipe or block? I don't know what they do.
But so can't find a date though. What advice can you give me? Get out there. Drop the apps. Go to a bar. Mm. Go to some social events.
Don't go
events.
To Jason's bar. There's weird men that. Yeah, that are straight. Yeah. But
no,
straight.
Go to Jason's bar. Yeah. There's weird men's there. Oh,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah.
They're all there.
They're all there.
They're all there. You know, just make yourself known to Jason. He'll point them out to you. It's absolutely fine. But we spoke about the apps before. The problem is the apps are making people a commodity. Mm. If you don't quite fit a certain criteria and rank higher than number four on a whiteboard. You're not making it into the next round. And people will just block you, ghost you, and do all of that. And I think it is getting harder and harder.
See, the thing I find with the apps, because you'll obviously not just be talking to one person. So then you don't have the time to get to know that person and see where it goes. Because you've got three or four guys that are also that you're talking to. And then you're obviously just going to rank that. You're going to rank them and pick the best one, aren't
you? And then
you?
There's catfishing, isn't there? Has anyone been catfished? I've never been catfished.
Just get off the apps.
Get off the apps. Find a hobby.
There's plenty of hobbies.
Unless
you
haven't got any gay friends.
Yeah, or join a podcast like Carla.
Yes.
Yeah, join a podcast.
Do you want me to carry on reading?
Go ahead.
Go on.
Male, 19. One of my absolutely gorgeous straight mates broke up with his girlfriend recently. Oh, here we go.
Oh, dear.
And has been hanging out.
Can't go to Jason's bar.
Yeah, they can turn up, yeah.
Hanging out with me a lot more. We have become a lot closer, so much so he now stays over at my house in the same bed. Mm. He's always, in my opinion, given the vibes, he's a little fruity. He's a gym lad.
Oh my god!
He's a gym lad and loves showing off, and even lets me feel them on his muscles.
Fuck off, Andrew.
Jason.
Yes.
I'm
a married man.
Oh, it's so big. Look at it. Do you want to touch it? No. Leave me alone. Surely it wouldn't hurt me. And him for a little fun, right? I mean, he may hurt you.
If you
may
want
get
it.
The gay shame afterwards.
Let's use a numbing cream.
Come on, what do you think?
See, it's one of them, isn't it? Because he's recently split up with his girlfriend. He's obviously, like, there's a void of, like, attention that he's wanting.
It's curiosity.
And he knows that his friend obviously likes him, so he's going where the attention is.
I think the thing is, you find a lot of gay guys get into this situation. I mean, I do it all the time. But what you've got to do is be realistic, because in all truth with these people, you're nothing more than an extended wank.
Yeah.
And this is why a lot.
No,
it's true. It's true though, because and this is why a lot of gay guys get.
Maybe
hurt.
That's escort can put extended
extended wank
on his menu.
Stick it on the menu.
Would you like to upgrade that masturbation? We're doing a special offer this month. Extended
on fisting.
Extended. Could the pop a lopper do?
Do you remember that? From I mean, it can't hurt. But also at the same time, it could ruin a friendship.
Yeah, do you know what I would say maybe test the waters.
Go on, Carla.
Go on.
Check that person's got a place to live. I reckon. They might.
What do you mean?
Sorry, are you thinking he's just squatting in their house?
Yeah, I reckon he's.
They're friends.
You took a lot from that.
I reckon he's split up with that other person, and he's got nowhere to go. So he's like, oh, what about as well?
My gym's 24-hour, but you know what? I like to have a couple of hours for rest. So I'm just come stay at yours. Want to feel me muscle?
Is that reverse purple hacking?
Would you like some breakfast? No, I'll just have a protein shake. Of course you fucking will. Look, I would say, just keep wanking over him. Touch his muscles every now and again. Clearly you're into it. Don't say anything. Yeah. Keep your mouth shut and just keep on wanking.
Yeah, be realistic.
See, I say test the waters.
Yeah, be realistic, but though.
Communication-wise, not like put yourself out there straight away. Yeah,
test.
We have very different attitudes
taste
towards
the taste test.
See, it's usually we'll just like rinse whoever sent in the story, and then Carla's the one to give actual advice.
Yeah, find it where he lives.
So
yeah.
for the advice for that one is to find a home.
Check. Hey, no. How about we go to yours?
Yeah,
I like it here.
Yeah,
I'm just going to stay here.
Just more comfortable. Yeah. So Carla thinks they're a homeless bum. And they are freeloading.
Yeah. Well, it's best to check, isn't it? You know.
Well, I think because they're friends already, I think it's pre-established that they've got a relationship.
Well, you never know, though. It could have been kicked out. It might have been living with a girlfriend or something.
Well, yeah. That's actually a good point. Yeah, you've got a point.
So very sensible.
You've actually got a point.
You all mocked Carla, but she made a good point. Yes. Do you want me to carry on?
Is this the last one?
It is the last one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Male 29. So I've never done anything.
Where's that male 29?
So I've never done anything with a guy. Oh, for fuck's sake. So I've never done anything with a guy. My ex-girlfriend was sweet, but we had a very curious relationship. She liked pegging.
Love that for her.
As aforementioned. Pegging. And dominating me, which I was fine with. I actually brought it into the whole canoodling situation, thinking it could be fun for us both. So got an app and found a lad she liked. Good chat, respectful, and seemed all right. She'd arranged with him to get a hotel for us and dressed way better than she ever did for me. Okay, you sure you're not
okay?
So she put on all the nice clothes, not for me. And we ordered food. Depends what food. I went down Ribs. To it, and Ribs. By the time I'd come back up, and you can imagine that what was going on. No, please
went
tell
down
us.
Where?
Need
what
to
went
know.
Down where?
This is a cuckolding situation, clearly.
I think I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Obviously, reading between the lines, this was the ending of our relationship, but got me thinking. So now on a gay dating app, I have no idea what I'm doing. This is uncharted territory, but I'm definitely curious. What should I do?
Depends how guilt, if they've got any guilt about it. If you haven't got any guilt about it, just go ahead and do whatever you want.
Did he go down and suck a cock?
I'm trying to work this out. I went down.
I feel like there's a line missing from that person. Sorry, got down to it. What? You literally said you've had food, got down to it. Was it a creme brulee? What did you get down to? I'm thinking he went down and
under
sucked
the table.
A dick.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cuckolding situation.
And by the time I'd come back up, you can imagine what was going on.
What, they'd have
with
the
them.
Dessert? Oh, right. Are they still in the restaurant? I'm like...
This is a hotel room.
It's a terrible,
hotel,
terrible story.
I had lost
story.
It then. Sorry, I was in the restaurant and it was like when Harry Met Sally stuff. And
I was in the restaurant runs and this guy tried to lick the fingers of some other guy.
So aside from what was going on, what was the question?
So basically, he's curious. What should I do? Fucking
do
go
it.
For it.
Do it. As long as
uncharted territory. It's uncharted for territory for everybody.
Okay, so for
beginning.
One story, we're saying get off the apps. For this one, we're saying get on
get
the
on
apps.
But who did I tell to get off the apps?
You did.
The one that was trying to date someone.
Oh, yeah.
We changed your mind now, have you?
No,
because
there's
different situations, isn't there?
Right. Yeah. Hear me out. So the guy who's being catfished by the US producer that's going to help him put out his very first country album, yeah? They're going to make him the new whoever. Who's that person? Troye Sivan. I don't know. That's bullshit. That's a lie. Okay, that's not going to happen. You are going to be like, oh my God, I sent him like a grand and he never like, oh. Shock, right? He's looking for something a bit more. This guy wants to dip his toe in fist waters. So sometimes that's where the app can be quite good. Because you can literally have meaningless, stringless sex without any consequences.
I met my husband on an app. So.
There you go.
It works.
I don't think he wants a husband, though.
Well, no, it wasn't like, Thai bride thing.
I would never call your husband a Thai bride.
No, definitely not. No. But it can work.
Where in the app list did you find him?
It was. Do you remember, was it Scruff? Do you remember Scruff?
Have you got a globe? Just point.
Yeah, on the Atlas here.
I know a few people that have met people on apps, and that's been absolutely fine. So it depends.
The general advice is stay safe.
Always stay safe, yeah.
Don't send them any money. You're not getting the album.
Make sure you know if they have a home.
Meet them socially first.
Yeah, make sure.
Do you think you just misread it, and when he said album, he said album bum?
No, it's the private album on Grindr.
Yes.
Grindr Radio.
Potentially. Potentially. Have fun. Wear a condom, get on prep.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Okay.
A lot of these are from blokes. There's not many from women, is there? From the, except the two.
And to be fair,
because women got their shit together, Jake. Even when women don't have their shit together, do you really think they're going to let you know that they do not have their shit together?
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
No,
exactly.
Yeah. This is why women
should rule the world.
So you don't have these kind of stories because lesbians are like mortgaged up by month two.
Yeah. Oh, controversial.
My fella moved in. My fella moved in 2 weeks after we met, and.
Was he homeless?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
You do look like a lesbian.
Fuck.
Okay, you're just getting offensive now.
I'm not wearing dungarees, bitch.
Oh, Jason, that's the funniest thing you've said all record. Keep that in.
See why I cut him out? I'm the one that does all the posts. I'm like, bastard.
Bastard.
What's the last bit?
What is the
Q&A?
What are we here for?
Anybody in the audience got any questions or anything about pride or anything like that?
About us?
Lube?
Any?
Can't guarantee we'll
questions.
Answer the questions about us.
You can ask anything you want, whether or not we're going to fucking answer them is a different thing. No, we're not interested enough.
Good question. Thank you, my partner, who I didn't ask him to ask a question. Now, to be fair, that's we're looking at April time.
And there's a few contract negotiations that have to go forward at the moment. Yes. Some people need to speak to other people's people. You know, there's a few things that we need to get sorted at 9-0, don't we?
Gear Mafia.
In fairness, we are actually looking for some new hosts. So if you know anybody or you would like to do it, then
if you're interested,
give us an email at pridecast@testpride.co.uk. Yeah. So we're going to just tie up with a couple of pointers that I've not been asked to say out from Warren, chair of Chester Pride. But
who?
Warren.
No idea. Never mentioned.
Who is he?
So in regards to Chester Pride, early bird tickets are on sale now at £5 plus. And this is until the end of March. And there are a couple of remaining VIP tickets. So from March, I do believe it will be going up. So if you are coming to Pride, might as well get your ticket out. I mean, it's only a fiver. I mean, you get like a cocktail's what? £8, £10 these days. Yeah, exactly, it's nothing, is it?
And how much is a pint?
Yeah.
Pint on average, depends. It varies up to about £6.
Fuck off!
Between £4 and £6 nowadays, it's ridiculous.
That's.
No wonder I steal glasses.
We're in a cozy lives.
To pay
so for getting tickets for Pride at that cheap.
Exactly.
It's a bargain.
It is worth it.
And then also we've got a number of activities throughout the year, such as Craft and Chat, Young Creatives, Guardian Gathering, and some great fundraiser events to help our community and Pride. So watch out on the socials for them.
Can you tell us when your book's coming out again, so everyone hears?
So, well, that's my next point, actually. There we go.
There we go. Yeah.
The book will be available in July. I believe it's around the 17th. But pre-orders are available now. They will be from the Rainbow Tea Room. And again, you can find those on the socials.
Are there going to be some signed copies as well?
They will all be signed. I mean, it's just me, so it doesn't mean anything.
Just Wes.
Just me. But yes, thank you very
How
much.
How do I get a non-signed copy?
Amazon.
That was my question.
Do they all have to be signed? Do they have to be?
Yeah, you get your copies sort of scribbled in. It's like, well, now it's not valuable.
Yeah, no, it's not like it's when you pick up a book, oh, it was signed. Someone gave this to charity.
Lucy's
Who's
copy.
Who's this person now?
But no, yes, thank you very much.
You didn't answer my question. Where can I get an unsigned copy of your book, please?
That will be on Amazon, I told
you. Thank you, marvellous.
When it launches. Yep. Love you. Brilliant. Anyway.
Fade out to music.
Fade out to music.
Fade out to music.
Fade out to music.
Music.
Yeah.
Fade out
thank
to music.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, if you enjoyed that, you'll be happy to know that season 3 will be back with you on the 1st of May. Aren't you all lucky? So we'll see you then.